There were these two racing dudes named Aaron and Jared who had advice on racing and they wanted to share it. Started a website where players go to see all their picks. The goal was make the fans some money and to cut down the risk. They put the plan into motion and at first it seemed silly. Make a website where the expert picks are freer than Willie. From a racetrack veteran to just a beginner, there's one place that you want to go to find you a winner. As a matter of fact, I want to hit the exacta. There's only one site that you'll keep coming back to. So next time that the horses all line up at the post, make sure you use the website that'll win you the most. Whether Churchill, Oaklawn, Gulfstream Park, Saratoga, and all tracks in between, there's only one site to go to. When it comes to your racing needs and all of your bets, plus it's got a catchy name that no one ever forgets. RacingDudes.com for all of your needs. RacingDudes.com for all of your leads. RacingDudes.com for all of your bets. RacingDudes.com as good as it gets. RacingDudes.com for all of your needs. RacingDudes.com for all of your leads. RacingDudes.com for all of your bets. RacingDudes.com, as good as it gets.
What is up? I'm Jared Welch. He's Aaron Halterman. This is a special edition. Blinkers off. What's up?
It is a special edition. It's been a special weekend already. It's back. Oaklawn Park's back. We've been here for 3 days now. This will be day four. Man, why do we ever leave this time of year?
I don't know. It feels good. And the weather's been, it's been a little chilly, but other than that, it's been great.
We can't really complain about it, you know, for being January. And it's just great. You know, you go through November and December and you kind of get a little bit, not down, but just, you know, you kind of think, man, does anybody care about horse racing? And then you come down here and it's like, yeah. Everybody cares about horse racing in Hot Springs, Arkansas.
It also helps, you know, we had American Furrow last year, and everyone still has a buzz about that. In fact, tomorrow is the bobblehead giveaway. Tomorrow, the first 1,000, I think it is, visitors to Oaklawn on Smarty Jones Day get the American Furrow bobblehead. So I think it's a $2 donation to get those. So, so we've had, 3 days under our belt, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Tomorrow, Smarty Jones. This is a Smarty Jones-specific podcast. Oaklawn's been brutal. I mean, let's just be honest. I mean, anybody's going to our website and looking at our stats, they can see it's been brutal. But it's been brutal everywhere.
You know what? This has been the hardest opening 3 days I can ever remember. Probably any track. You're right. At 2-for-27 start for us. And I don't have any, you know, I'm not embarrassed to say it. It's been ridiculous. Some of the stats I wanted to read from Friday. 8 of the 9 winners paid within a range of 1140 to 7920. So that was 8 of the 9 winners were double-digit priced winners. the average odds were almost 15 to 1 for winners on Friday. Absolutely amazing. The average payout on Friday was $30.40 for a winner. I mean, it's amazing.
You just can't consistently do that.
And the thing about it is, some of these winners that paid this much were from trainers that were logical. But when you have 8 trainers that are really good trainers in each race, it's very tough. 9 different trainers in 9 different races won on Friday.
Yeah, Friday to me was just—it was almost like they tried to stack it, and it came out a little too hard. It was ridiculous, and it wasn't like horses that we liked were running poorly; they just weren't winning.
That's the thing, you know. Your horse that you pick could run 5th or 6th, and you look at it and you say, "Well, they only got beat 2, and they didn't run bad. It's just they didn't run good enough to win here." The 2 winners we've had, Domain's Wrap and Whitmore. On Saturday, Domain's Wrap for Danny Caldwell, it had all the signs of a Danny Caldwell winner, and it won. And Whitmore was hitting all kinds of traffic. This is a horse to look out for, I think, on the road to the Triple Crown here at Oaklawn Park. Even though it was just a 6 furlongs race, this horse had all kinds of traffic and still blew him out. That was very impressive.
Whitmore's was probably one of the more impressive races we've seen.
So, you know, those two horses, they were logical horses, and they won, so it's not like... It's not like these horses that are winning are completely illogical. It's just every horse that's entered has talent right now at Oaklawn Park. So it's a great betting opportunity.
Okay, so today's show, we're doing one thing and one thing only, previewing the Smarty Jones Stakes running tomorrow at Oaklawn Park. This, of course, is the big one. This is the big first 3-year-old prep of the year at Oaklawn Park. So let's not waste any more time. Let's do it. Race 8 on Monday, the Smarty Jones Stakes. It's worth $150K for three-year-olds going 1 mile. And, of course, this is a Kentucky Derby prep race. We're 10 points to the winner. So we had the LeCompte on Saturday, and now we have the Smarty Jones. Again, we're Derby points. I will run through the field here. This will be I'll just run through the field, the post positions. I'll give the post positions. Using 1, Charming Deputies, post 4, 1A, Cut a Corner, post 12. Back Together Again, post 6. That's a 2-horse. Luna DeLoco, post 1, is a 3-horse. Tays on Ice, the Baffert horse, post 2, is a number 4-horse. Number 5-horse, Gordy Florida, post 3. Discreetness, post 5, the 6-horse. The 7-horse, Black Ops, post 7. Synchrony, post 8, the 8-horse. Great Sky for Dwayne Lucas. The 9-horse, post 10. The 10-horse, Show Good, post 11, and Force It, the 11-horse, post 13. So we'll run through these here in a second here with actually the order from inside post to outside, because it is confusing the way they have drawn, because we did draw, I mean, we draw drew a full field. So the 3-horse, Luna DeLoco, for Steve Asmussen, was a first-time starter, one, and here we go, running all the way into the Smarty Jones.
Yeah, interesting entry here for Steve Asmussen. We knew we probably would have one in here. Luna DeLoco, Malibu Moon colt. Nice win going 6 furlongs at Aqueduct last time out. His only start, 15-1 on the morning line. You'd think this horse is going to stretch out to a mile pretty well. He got a decent speed figure last time out. I mean, could you really, the way this track is playing and you need to be close to the lead, could you really just say somebody's an idiot for picking this horse? I don't think so. That being said, I'm not going to put him on top, but a contender on the bottom? I think so.
Yeah, I think, it's Asmussen, and yep. it's you can never count him out. And this is the kind of key to this race, besides a couple horses, maybe one in particular, is who's going to step up. What are we going to see as a three-year-old now? What are we going to see as that big-time first start of the year for these now three-year-olds? And which ones are, going to be believers and which ones are going to be fakes? And who's going to kind of – how are we going to weed them out? And, I mean, this – it's ambitious, but I think it's worth a shot. I think it's worth mentioning before we go any further is let's at least mention last year's Smarty Jones Stakes.
Oh, my goodness.
Because this was what we watched right before we got on there. And before we go any further.
Yeah.
Mr. Z, who now has become just iconic as far as we go. We always talk about Mr. Z. Mm-hmm. Anybody that listens know we talk about Mr. Z all the time. Comes down, turns for home, looks like he's going to be a clear way winner, and then just darts to the stands. John Quartz giving high fives to guys all the way down down the rail.
Yeah, bettors are still not forgiving him for this one, yeah.
And as Mr. Z is, all over the outside of the track, far right, just a smooth trip, right up the rail, see you later, wins. I mean, I don't think we can get as uneventful Smarty Jones as we did last year.
When you look at it, it was a great way to kick off the meet as far as being dramatic, because that looked like it was going to be a blowout, and then Mr. Z does that, and everybody kind of freaks out because he had done it in prior races, but he'd always had horses on his outside, so people didn't really think much of it. Where there, he just totally blew it. So, yeah, I mean, that was really something. It's important to mention, Lucas has an entry in here. Lucas won the race in 2013 with We'll Take Charge. So, Lucas is present again.
Yeah,
so
let's go right into it. The 9-horse, Gray Sky. This is the Dwayne horse out of Tappet. Finally broke through last time out, winning a maiden special weight at Churchill Downs, going 7 furlongs. So, maybe figure things out.
We had high hopes for Gray Sky, second time out at Churchill Downs, and was a hanger, basically. Could have won the race and kind of hung. And then he ran at Keeneland and did the same thing. He got second, kind of hung. He ran at Churchill Downs again and kind of hung again. But last time out, finished the race pretty nicely. And that was on the Stars of Tomorrow card that Gray Sky won. And that's always a tough card to win at. So, he's going to take a step up. There's no question about it. And the way the Lucas horses are running right now, it's almost ridiculous how they're fading.
It is.
When you look at Z Royal, who looked home free in the LeCompte and just stopped. And then you look today at the maiden he ran, Condominium. going 6 furlongs, Condominium, I would say 5 clear of everybody and put away the horse that eventually ended up beating him. And he just stopped. So I don't know how you can bet. And this is coming from a guy who is a huge Lucas fan. I don't know how you can bet him with confidence right now. I really don't.
Let's go to a horse that maybe you can bet with confidence, and that's the next horse drawing the 2-hole. And number 4 on the program, Tazon Ice, coming in for Bob Baffert. Very early shipment from Bob Baffert, and Martin Garcia is on that shipment as well.
Well, to me, this is the logical horse, and people will say, well, you know, short price, Baffert, you're being too obvious. But the thing that's happening right now is not only is it a Baffert horse he's shipping in, he's had so much success, he's the classiest horse in this race by a very wide margin. When you look at the races he's ran at.
A grade 3 winner and nearly a grade 1 winner.
Exactly. He only got beat a length and a quarter. Now, a couple people have said, well, he stopped completely in that race. That's not really true. He didn't stop completely. And by the way, he's shortening up today. This is a little bit of a cutback.
Exactly.
Baffert horses, when they come in here, you look at Tazon Ice. He's speed, but he hasn't absolutely been on the lead all the time. But when you look at running lines like this, usually for Baffert horses, that means when they hit the quarter pole, they're 3 ahead. I mean, that is how they run usually here. Usually nobody can match that speed. Just look at the factor that's come in. And Bodemeister, all those horses, they got out to the lead. This one's going to do the same. I think he takes it wire to wire. He's a very logical winner, and I think, I don't see any reason why he's going to lose this race.
No, I agree. I really do. And that's coming from a guy that whenever I came when I was trying to decide between More Spirit or a horse like Tazon Ice, I didn't think it was close, and I liked More Spirit 1,000 times better.
Me too.
And even after the race, after the charity, I thought the same thing, mm-hmm. and it was clear that More Spirit was better. Now, it doesn't mean I don't like this horse in this position. You shorten him up. And the horse has got speed, and that to me is the key. And it's got speed, and it's classy, and there's not anything in this field that's matched what this horse can do. And the fact that he's shortened up and he's got the speed, and Bob Baffert angle. I mean, you can say what you want, but show me the stats. So yeah. You can't argue with that. We saw Wolfman Rocket come in here and win a race who had no business winning a race, and it's because it's Bob Baffert. It's so I know the locals are going to fight this, but this is the kind of horse that I play, and if somehow I get beat, I get beat, but I'm not going to feel bad about it because it's all logically written right there.
Well, and I think you and I both agree, we don't think this horse is a Kentucky Derby prospect even.
No, I don't.
I don't think it at all.
Well, I think it's clear the last race we saw the limitations of the horse,
mm-hmm.
but the Kentucky Derby isn't ran in a mile.
Absolutely. And the Kentucky Derby is not going to be ran in the Smarty Jones on Monday.
Exactly.
It's the Smarty Jones. It's a mile. He's got class over the rest of these horses. Now, I think there's 2 or 3 horses in this race that are better Kentucky Derby prospects than Tazon Ice. But I think Tazon Ice is the right horse for this race.
All right, let's go to the next on the inside here. Gordy Florida, the 5 horse, drawing the next position there. Undefeated, but both are aiming to park, and it's clearly a step up.
Right, and owned by Toby Keith, which is always kind of exciting. Everybody gets excited. Toby's in town this weekend. Everybody's excited about that. We saw it on the news. They've had the video of him and everything. This horse was really a beast-like horse. And this is what a lot of people are going to see. They're going to see a horse like Gordy Florida that likes to go to the lead. They're going to see, other horses on here that likes to go to the lead. But can he actually match drives with Tazon Ice and the Baffert horse? I'm not sure. I really like Gordy. Cactus Ridge, that's also a horse that Toby Keith had. I'm sure he would love to have a winner out of Cactus Ridge in a big race like this. But we'll see. He's going to take a huge step up today.
That will be very interesting to see. You have a lot of horses in here. I'll just run through a few. Linda DeLoco, of course, Tazon Ice, mm-hmm. Gordy Florida. Charming Deputy has gone near the front in previous races. Back together again for sure. Black Ops, You've got Gray Sky, who likes to be close.
Well, and with Lucas, you'd think he'd be on the lead probably too.
And Showgood. Those are all horses that are going to be, you would seemingly think, on the lead or close to it. And we're going to see who's, you know, it's kind of like when people would say, well, you know, American Pharoah and name a horse, you know, they're going to be in speed duel. We'll know because there's a different kind of speed. You know, there's different kinds of speed in a race. So we'll see. But I think it's going to be hard for any of these horses to keep up with Tays on Ice.
Oh, it absolutely is. And you know, though, if you say that we're going to have a little bit of speed duel up front, which I don't believe we will, the Springboard Mile winner, the number six Discreetness, is a horse that has shown he can close a little bit. You know, he's closed from seventh and sixth the last couple of races. Won the Springboard Mile. How tough's the Springboard Mile? We don't know yet. We haven't, you know, we thought we would have Battle Tap run in the LeCompte that would kind of come back and show us. He didn't run. He got scratched. We don't know how that race has come back, you know, so we don't know. But Discreetness is one. He could close. If you think there's going to be a speed duel, he's one of them that you have to think about.
Yeah, there. I mean, and look at Synchrony. I think that's the other one that, you know, as far as it's really got a lot of talent, obviously has won the last two, nearly undefeated. And out of Tappet, and this is the Donnie Kay, and of course this is on your fantasy team.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a horse you feel very strongly about, and a horse that obviously has shown that can close. This would be a perfect prime candidate to close on a fast pace.
He really is, and I think that's what he's going to have to do. You know, you look at some of his prior races, he's shown a little bit of speed. He's been within three or four lengths of the lead in his two wins. I don't think he's going to be there. I really don't. I don't think he has enough natural speed to get there. What I'm looking for him for tomorrow is not a win. I do not think he'll win the race. I want him to run a solid second or third in the race. Well, I want him to win, but if he's not going to, I want him to run a solid second or third, get a nice prep under his belt, and get ready to move on towards the next one. Because I think with him, the goal is realistically the Kentucky Derby. Where I think Tays on Ice, the goal is let's win the Smarty Jones. Maybe we'll ship back and win the Southwest. I don't think we can win the Rebel in the Arkansas Derby. I don't think he's that kind of horse.
Right.
I think Synchrony eventually, as they progress longer in distance, is going to be the best horse in the race. That's just how I'm viewing him. I think he has the most talent. Now, another thing. Uncle Walter finished third in the LeCompte Stakes. He wasn't beaten very badly. He ran a very good race. That's who Synchrony beat last time out. And he beat him without having to fully extend himself. So it's a pretty good sign. I think that shows that this horse has got a little bit of talent and needs to be watched. So, and also, ran at Keeneland and Churchill Downs, two classy tracks where Gordy Florida's looked very good, but he's ran at Remington. So the form's a little bit more questionable.
Well, let's just go here because, I mean, we're giving away Tays on Ice is both of our picks.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, you know, we could be looking at even money kind of horse.
Absolutely.
So give me a horse and not Synchrony, you know, that because that's going to be, you know, that's going to be a lower priced horse as well, 5-1 maybe. Well, you know, the trend the last 3 days has been just craziness.
Yeah.
So what's a horse out of this field that could pull some craziness?
I'm going to give you two, actually. And the first one, everybody that listens is going to think I'm insane. How about the Jack Van Berg entry? Jack Van Berg has won two races.
I was going to say, he's been having running.
It is ridiculous that how about Cut a Corner? And the reason I say this, now, three races back, he finished third, beat a length and three quarters in a maiden. But he got beat by Secret Passage. Who was a Donnie Cave on Hemel horse that we both liked. He's got some minor injuries. He won't be back until probably after Oakland's over. That's not a bad effort. Next time out, he wins at Remington Park. Next time out, in the Springboard Mile, he finishes fourth, only beating a length and a half.
Mm-hmm. He's gaining.
So if you think Van Berg can kind of progress this horse along, is it really that illogical this horse could win? I mean, and now we've said that you've got to have early speed to contend. Maybe he doesn't have that. But as crazy as this weekend's been, that's a horse that could kill you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of them. Just looking now, the other one is a lot more logical and will probably take money. Like the Banverk horse is 15-1. He'll probably be 30-1.
Yeah.
The seven horse, Black Ops, is 12-1, and I could see him being single digits. A lot of people really like this horse last time out at Churchill Downs, and he also ran on the Stars of Tomorrow card. Won a maiden, going 8.5, which is a 1/16. Won by 2 lengths, and was close to the lead. So that's one that makes logically a little bit more sense.
I'll give you one here that's a decent price, and that's a 10 horse. And that's sitting there at 12-1 morning line. That's Showgood is the name. Mm-hmm. And, you know, really, if you throw out that last race, the Street Sense at Churchill Downs, which, you know, you give him, maybe give him a pass, this horse had won a grade three prior to that. And it was at Arlington Park, but it was a really nice looking effort. And this is the kind of horse that you feel like could, I mean, if you skip that race, could be great tomorrow. You know, has put in great workouts at Oakland Park. The last one was clearly just a maintenance effort, but the two previous ones, one a 54 and 110, 4 furlongs and 47.8, it's a pretty solid time. This is a horse who, you know, doesn't have the connections. He's got, you know, Becker as a trainer. It's not like it's a, you know, a play. I think this is a horse that basically you're going to get a great price on. And if you believe in maybe canceling out that last race, because, you know, you look, finished ninth, beating 24. I mean, that clearly was a non-effort going 8 furlongs. So, again, it's a distance this horse should be able to get. At 12-1, you're probably going to get like 20-1 on the horse. Why not take a shot?
Well, and you look at the race and he got smoked in. He was a non-factor. But you look at the winners of the race, Tom's Ready, the 1-2 finishers of the Lecompte Stakes.
Right.
Now, it'd be great if Showgood finished third in that race, you know, but he finished 9th, beating 24. But you're right. I mean, anything could have happened there. It's worth another shot. And Becker's not a guy that just illogically throws horses in races.
Right.
You know, you say he doesn't have the strong connections. Very true. But he still has connections that are solid. You know, Becker can win his fair share of races, and Emi's not a bad rider. You know, that's another one, a shot. Now, where all this comes down to the fact, Taze on Ice is going to have to run bad for these horses to win.
He's not going
to
run his race and get beat.
No, he's not. If he runs his normal race, he will just fly around the track.
On top of that, he gets the 2-hole, so he's near the rail.
Mm-hmm.
Martin Garcia is going to just, I mean, granted, the guys rode him the last 2 times, so it's not like it's a new ride for him. He's just going to hop out of the gate, go right to the lead, and he's going to say, well, if you can catch me, go ahead. It's just not going to happen. Now, my question is, what kind of price can I get? Because I'm playing it no matter what. Hopefully, it's around even money.
Well, I think there's a shot, because I think Gordy Florida will take a little bit of money. Discreetness from the Remington fans will take money. Synchrony, I think Synchrony is kind of the horse that everybody around here likes. You know, everybody's kind of, oh, yeah, we really like Synchrony. So that's one that's going to take money. And Lucas takes money at Oakland Park. So I think you can get even money on him.
Well, that's it. You know, here we go. The racing has been absolutely crazy, and we're giving you a even money favorite.
Well, the thing about it is it has been crazy, but there has been logical horses winning when they're head and shoulders above everybody. In this race, with this field, with this setup, I just think he's above everybody.
Yeah, I mean, it really comes down to this for me is, like I said when we started, if he beats me, he beats me. But I'm not going to not bet him. I'm not going to try to get cute and beat him. And then when he beats me, say, wow, I mean, it's Bob Baffert. It's Bob Baffert, and it was a horse that, by the way, I love more spirit. Mm-hmm. He's my number 2 ranked Kentucky Derby prospect as it stands right now. And more spirit, you know, he ran really, really well against more spirit. You know, more spirit beat him 1.5, 1.25 in Lowell's for Charity. So I can't feel that way about more spirit and then just completely toss out Taze on Ice. So
let me break it down like this, or maybe end it like this. If more spirit was in this race, his odds would be what? 1-5 at post time? 2-5 maybe?
Yeah, easily.
Okay. They ran 1/16 last time out, and Taze on Ice got beat by 1.25 lengths to More Spirit.
Yeah, had the lead the entire time up until then.
So if you broke it down, if you took it to the mile spot, maybe he got beat, what, 3/4? I mean, he passed him, and then they both kind of ran together.
Yeah.
So 3/4 lengths, say he lost at a mile. More Spirit would be 2-5 in this field. So you would take Taze on Ice at even money.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So that's, to me, a lot of times in a race like this, when you have so many tough races around it in the pick four, just try to get that favorite home, and you're going to get your prices in your other races. Yeah. There's no doubt.
So go cheap here. Go cheap here and then get your prices everywhere else.
That's what I would do.
All right. Good luck to everybody playing, and you know, more power to you if you want to try to beat the horse. We're going Tays on Ice. Good luck, everyone. All right, so let's get right back to the race, but let's just kind of backtrack a little bit. Before we got on there, we asked on Twitter, so we're going to go on air, ask away, ask questions, what you want to know about the Smarty Jones, and we'll try to answer them. So, Halterman, you got them pulled up. Give us some questions. Let's go with some answers.
First question, interested in who fits from a two-turn distance standpoint over the track condition for tomorrow's race? I think we kind of went over it. I think Tays on Ice at a mile fits very well because you have to be close to the front.
Yeah,
we haven't seen
a deep closer really come at all. So it kind of the idea like if someone's going to close, well, I think it's going to be someone up front. And if it's not Tays on Ice, I think it's going to be one of those horses that are very, very close, like we went over.
If you like a horse and you think he's going to be five or more lengths off the pace, I think you're in trouble right now at Oakland. Yep. I really do. And usually, you know, it kind of can be different. But the weather just has been pretty mild, and I think that's how the track plays when the weather's mild. So there's one. Why do you guys only pick favorites? That is a question we got.
I wish I could say we don't, but that we just did.
We just picked a favorite, so you're right. We always pick favorites. Okay, let's go to the next one. Who currently appears to be the fittest of the group?
I hate to be a broken record here, but this is a horse who just about won a grade one a month ago. So when it goes to fit, I would say this horse might – I think that this horse could be the fittest now, but maybe won't be in a couple months.
Could be. Could maybe be wore out, be a little tired. I don't think this is a true two-turn horse. But we got to remember, at Oakland Park, the short stretch of the mile run, you don't have to be a true two-turn horse to win in a mile.
See, the question is with all these horses in here is a lot of them – really, you know, haven't ran since say November, early December.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got a lot of horses where this race is kind of, you know, discreetness did run, you know, the springboard was, 12, 13, but, this is kind of the next, it's kind of the pre-race, you know, this is kind of a test. What do we have? What are we working with? So it's hard to say who's fit and who's not because it's kind of the stakes workout.
Exactly, and that's the thing. A lot of people are going to use this as a prep. It's just a mile, so we'll see what happens. Next question, which post position will be advantage? And again, we got to go with Tays on Ice because rail speed has been so good. So he's going to break from the two-hole, even though he's number four in your program. He'll break from the two-hole. The horse to his inside shows speed, but I think the four will be a little faster. And even if he's not, he can sit right off the three.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be very, it's very beneficial to be inside.
You know, we've got BetMix pulled up here, and you know, according to BetMix, they've got the winning post the last 33 similar races. Now, it might be pulling some races from last year as well.
It probably is.
But we'll give you the stats anyways. The one post, the six, and the eight seem to be the most popular here.
So the one.
So inside and for whatever reason, mid outside.
I think it says the last 33 races ran at Oakland at a mile. The one post, the six post, and the eight post, right?
Yeah.
Last 33.
Yeah.
So there's a stat for you if you don't care what we say and you just want to have a pure stat. The one, six, and the eight are the most popular ones. One more question. Has any trainer in the race won the Smarty Jones before? Yes. In 2013, of course, Dwayne Lucas won the race with We'll Take Charge. And 2011, Caleb's Posse won this race for Donnie K. Von Hemel.
Don't forget those two.
Well, you could never forget those two. Caleb's Posse goes on to win the Breeders' Cup Mile and almost won the 3-year-old Horse of the Year that year. And, of course, We'll Take Charge wins the Travers, wins the Pennsylvania Derby.
And to say almost doesn't even count. As if almost won the Breeders' Cup Classic.
Almost won the Breeders' Cup Classic and heartbreaking loss. Also won the Rebel Stakes after the Smarty Jones as well. And, of course, was 3-year-old Horse of the Year. So this race can produce some great horses. And then sometimes Paganel wins the race, and then they're winning a non-winner or two a year later. So you never know. But But I would kind of side towards this race producing two or three at least solid horses this year.
Yeah, it seems kind of, in the, as far as that goes, you know, it's like, well, maybe they bloom later.
You it's know, possible. You yeah, know, well, they, Caleb and Will.
Both
yeah.
mm-hmm. never, you know, while Will did win the Rebel, you know, he did his damage after the Triple Crown. He did it in the summer and the fall. So, you know, you never know.
You know, really, both Will and Caleb, not that they were forgotten, but they were forgotten. Let's put it lightly, until they went to Saratoga. Of course, Caleb won the Amsterdam and then won the King's Bishop. And then Will Take Charge, second in the Jim Danny, and won the Travers. That's the summers when they woke up.
Yep. And then, of course, the rest is history. That's all the time we have. Check us out at racingdudes.com for our free picks. And our civil play is available every day for Aqueduct, Gulfstream Park, Santa Anita Park, and Oaklawn Park. Best plays, value plays, race plays, bet mix, command center, and products from Guaranteed Tip Sheet all available. So make sure you check that out. We're currently covering 17 tracks, all offering free picks. Now Oaklawn's been rough, but the rest of the website is killing it on free picks. So if everything gets to get back on track, Oaklawn gets back on track, I urge you to check that out.
Yeah. You know what? The thing with Oaklawn, the exotic wagers we've posted for simple plays haven't been just terrible. But yeah, the free picks have been awful. But we'll get back on track.
We're on Twitter at @racing_dudes. We've been posting all weekend along as far as pictures and information as we go throughout the day. We're on LinkedIn, Google+, and Facebook. All right, I'm Jared Welch. He's Aaron Halterman. Good luck on Sporting Jones Day.
For all of your leads, racingdudes.com. For all of your bets, racingdudes.com. As good as it gets.